Before you built this part on, how did you get in? This door here?
That little door right there.
Oh, there was? Between the two windows?
Yes, and after the hall and the other part was built, that was closed.
Oh.
Closed up, see?
Oh, I see. What about the doors back here?
I had a door to come out here in this little hallway, and a door out of Mom and Daddy's room into the children's room.
And from the hall to here, did you have to go?
No, this is the hall, just came all the way through, came down door steps right there.
Mm-hmm.
I could still walk down the hall and come across over here into the kitchen porch.
Mm-hmm.
See?
The hall went all the way to the back porch?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But at first it was like this, but mm-hmm. this was added on. We bucked it up to this right there and made another little, well, it was just a walkway
mm-hmm.
to fill in. Right there, so you wouldn't have to.
Oh, so this was another walk. This was sort of a porch area here.
Well, it extended all the way, I guess. But
like
we just
this,
had this little one right here until we added this part over here.
Mm-hmm.
See, just this little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call those things.
It's
anyway.
You added it like this? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the plank. You went straight down. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. What about the doors here?
Down, coming on down the hall, right here is one door to go into the boys' room.
Mm-hmm.
It had a couple windows in it.
I see.
And we had a fireplace there. Did we put that
yeah,
there?
Yeah, fireplace.
Okay.
You lived in that till you were about 18?
Right.
Talking about the fireplace, the thing up above the fireplace that you could set a...
Mantel board.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
I don't believe. That's where the striking clock would sit.
Uh-huh. What about the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
It was just plank, just bare floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I mean? The maybe bricks or stone or rock or something?
Well, you had a fireplace. The hearth came on out in the room,
mm-hmm.
you know, about 2 feet. 3 feet from the
mm-hmm.
fireplace came out into the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of cooking on that?
Yes.
What?
When my little brother that died was 5 years old, we all got sick. That was the first time that bad flu came through.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother took pneumonia, and this child that was 5 years old, he was the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he took pneumonia, but he over the pneumonia.
But he what?
He got over the pneumonia,
uh-huh.
and it affected his lungs and his heart, and he had a sinking place right under his breast.
Mm.
And then he had a bad tooth, that abscess. And his jaw swelled,
mm-hmm.
and carried him to the doctor, and he said carry him to the dentist,
mm-hmm.
and he said he couldn't pull the tooth, he's afraid he would die in the chair. And we brought him back home, and that ran into spinal meningitis, and didn't last for long.
Now, the things that you lay the wood on in the fireplace.
That was called dogarns.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that? Okay. What about the kind of wood you'd use to start a fire?
Well, we lived near the Piney Woods, and they would go out into the Piney Woods with the wagon,
mm-hmm.
and they would be rich, real rich splinters. A pine wood, we'd call it.
Mm-hmm.